السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Monday morning حضرت مفتي صاحب I hope you and the family are in the best of health Allah grant you afiyat and Allah ta'ala accept all your efforts حضرت مفتي صاحب the platform is yours
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم Barakallahu feekum for all your du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasilli amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 14th of Safar 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 37, Surah Safat, and verses number 62-65. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in today's lesson is juxtaposing and drawing a comparison of the end result and the consequences of those people who are in Jannah and Paradise and those people who end up in Jahannam and the Hellfire, Allah forbid. So Almighty Allah poses a question, chapter 37 and verse number 62. أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ نُزُلَىٰ أَذَٰلِكَ خَيْرٌ نُزُلَىٰ What? Istifhame inkar, a rhetorical question. Is that better as hospitality? What I will give you in Jannah and Paradise, whatever you desire immediately, instantly is presented to you because we are the guest of Rahman, the honorable guest of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He had included and admitted us into Paradise bifadlihi wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi through his grace, mercy and benevolence. Is that better hospitality? Am shajaratu zakkum? Am shajaratu zakkum? Or the pungent tree, the tree that has a bitter, bitter taste, and it will be a curse and a punishment eternally for the people of Jahannam and Hellfire. Just take one example. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is speaking about Amr bin Hisham. Do you know who is Amr bin Hisham? That's his proper full name. You know him as Abu Jahl. They would call him in those days, his followers and votaries, they would call him Abu al-Hakam, the father of wisdom. But he rejected the message and the messenger, and Islam called him Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him Abu Jahl. And he was so arrogant and so proud, he used to walk around the gullies and alleys of Makkah Mukarramah and say, Anal Azizul Kareem, I am very, very powerful. I am the most generous person. Yeah, that was, if you are going to be his chamcha and his sidekick and his follower. But what was his end result? On a Friday in Ramadan, he dies. But he died without Iman and Kufr, without Iman and Islam. He dies on Kufr, he dies on Shirk, and dispatched to Jahannam and the Hellfire. Listen about him and today's lesson, then you will understand a better lesson there. Chapter 44, Surah Ad-Dukhan, and verse number 43. I just read for you. Inna shajarat al-zakum, chapter 44 and verse 43 in the 25th supara, 25th juz. Verily the shajarat al-zakum, this pungent tree, terrible bitter taste tree, Ta'amul Asim. This will be the food for the kuffar, the non-Muslims and mushrikeen and idol worshippers who are sane and mature. Kal muhli yaghli fil butun. It will be like that lead, and it will be molten lead and burning their bellies and intestines. Ka ghaliyil hamim, like how the boiling water will be burning them. Khuduhu, take him. Allah is addressing the angels. Fa'atiluhu ila sawa'il jahim, and drag him and put him right in the middle of Jahannam, in the worst place. Thumma subbu fawqa ra'sihi min adhabil hamim, and thereafter pour upon him, Abu Jahal, that punishment of the boiling water. Yeah, there's water in this world that is boiling. We will be screaming, what about Jahannam? Zuk, you Abu Jahal, taste, you harami, you shaitan. Innaka antal azizul kareem, that you used to say that you are very powerful, you are very generous. Allah Jalla wala is using this, ala sabili tahakkum, to mock at him and ridicule him and disgrace him. You said you are very powerful and very generous. Inna hadha ma kuntum bihi tamtarun, this is the day in which you had doubt and you express skepticism. So what a lesson for all of us. Allahumma ajirna minan nar, ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Allahumma ahfadna min, ya Allah, protect us from shajra zakum and everything about Jahannam, out of your grace and mercy. When we read these type of surahs and verses, ronte khare ho jate hai, our hair should be standing up. Remember that surah 44 verses 43 to 50, all that about Abu Jahal and Shajara Zakum. Now Allah speaks about these people who are dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, adlam min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah. Inna ja'alnaha, Allah is one alone and unique. But various places He, Almighty Allah, uses the plural, the collective, the royal pronoun, and as a symbol of respect and reverence to stamp His majesty, authority and sovereignty. Inna ja'alnaha, indeed, surely we have made it, this mount, this tree of Zakum, fitnatal lizzalimeen, a terrible trial for the kuffar, the zalims, the oppressors, tenpot dictators. Almighty Allah teaches us in Surah Luqman, chapter number 31, inna shirka la zulmun azim, that when people go and commit shirk and they ascribe, associate something, somebody to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, then remember they are the ones committing the worst form of oppression and the worst form of zulam. So therefore these are the zalimeen, and the punishment must suit the crime. So that is why this will be their food, the zakum, and the boiling water will be their liquid. Chapter 31 and verse number 13, Almighty Allah speaks of that. Innaha shajaratun, where are the roots of this tree of shajaratul zakum? Takhruju, it emanates and comes out, fi aslil jahim, from the pit of Jahannam, from the roots of Jahannam, the bottom of Jahannam. Can we imagine? So this tree starts right there at the bottom of Jahannam and the hellfire. Tal'uha, and the offshoot of it, the fruits of it, that bitter fruit of it. So when you look at it, ka'annahu ru'usu shayateen, it looks like the heads of shaitan and Satan. And you see ru'us, the plural of ra'as, one head, ru'us, many heads. And shayateen, one shaitan, several shayateen. So many heads of the various different types of shaitan. Allahumma ajirna amin, Allahumma ahfadna amin. Allah alone protect us, Allah ta'ala save us, and grant us direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Amin ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us present to you the news, views, interviews today that locally, nationally, globally and internationally, 14 Safar 1446 Gaza genocide, day number 318. I want all of you, wherever you are, just look outside. and you will see it is the 14th moon. Laylatul Badr, O Muslim, you called it the night of Badr, and the moon shining in its glory and beauty. Who makes the moon shine so much on that 14th night, Laylatul Badr? Any government, any scientist, any professor? وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ. And Almighty Allah says, it is from His signs that He has given you the night and the day. With precision, with accuracy. And remember, the sunrise, the sunset, 1,000 years, million years, Allah alone knows. What do we know? It's all the symbols and the signs of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ. And from His signs and symbols are the night and the day. The night comes first and then the day. وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرِ. And the sun and the moon. So therefore, Qamar is called Qamar, the waxing and waning of the moon, increase and decrease. And tonight, it has culminated. It has reached its epitome. It has reached its apex. And you see that so beautiful it is. And our calendar is 100% correct. Tonight, the night that is passing and just passed, is the 14th night, and today is the 14th day. And if you read the Arab news of Saudi Arabia, they will tell you, in Saudi Arabia and other parts of the world, they're experiencing the super moon on the full moon, but their calendar shows 15. Therefore, I tell you, the Saudis' fatwas and moon and their moon samis and their mpox and monkeypox and all that, a bunch of idiots and fools, remember. It's only these mufatiyas and salafis who follow them and so forth. Everything of theirs is upside down. Even their calendar is upside down. Here you can see it. The Arab news writes that it is a super moon. And you look, O Muslim, non-Muslim, out of your window. Before I came down, I just marveled at the moon. I say, Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, that all praises is only for you. All thanks is only for you. And the ayat and the verse I read is Hamim al-Sajda, chapter number 41 and verse number 37. Everything you will find in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, 14 Safar, 1446, Blinken the Harami, the Foreign Minister, Secretary of State is America. He's going to discuss with him Bibi today, but Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, is the biggest obstacle for ceasefire, because he knows once they ceasefire, then the hostages come back, then there will have to be elections, he loses, and then next stop is prison and jail for this Harami, and that's where he deserves to be. A man was killed in Tel Aviv. They say he's carrying explosives. If he's a jutla, we say Alhamdulillah, we're very happy about it. Our Palestinian sources have sent us news, mashallah, 10 jutlas killed and 15 injured. We say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Every jutla, every settler, everyone killed, we're very happy about it. We have no empathy, sympathy for them. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. I will repeat that every day, so it must sink into your heart and brains, and you must speak about it and tell your children, the Israelis, the Jutlas, the Zionists, our enemy. And remember, this applies to 90% and plus regarding them, and especially those in occupied Palestine. So Gideon Levy writes in the Haaretz, you can read it yourself, why are Israelis so shocked by the violence in the West Bank, but they're not worried and concerned about the massacre there in Gaza? He, Gideon Levy, calls these settlers subhumans. They're not human beings. They're subhumans, half human, quarter human. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al muhtalin al ghasibin. Allahumma alayka bil mustawtinin. O Ummah, learn all these words. Al ardul muhtallah, the occupied territories. Mustawtinin, these are the settlers. Ya Allah, you punish them and make every one of them a sample and an example for humanity. Israel security men dies. How does Israeli Jutla Harami die? Somebody came with a hammer and hammered his head straight to Jahannam. Alhamdulillah, we're very happy. Whoever hammered him, he did a good job. Solidarity with Palestine does not mean ceasefire only. We have to decolonize the whole thing. This is a settler state. This is an apartheid state. It is a settler colony state. So they have come there as squatters in 46, 47. And then they had the Stern gang, the Haganah gang, the Irgun gang. Each one of them super terrorists and murderers, mass murderers. And you see, they constituted the Israeli diaper force, defense force, so that you should know your history. So yeah, we find that more than 30 Palestinians martyred in the past few hours and past day and so forth. So the killing machine, Frankenstein, that is Israel, carries on, remember. And nobody will able to change their mind, because they are the murderers of prophets and messengers, and they are the ones who are baby killers. The whole world can see Israel guilty of apartheid, of genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, and every crime you can think about. That is why they will fall. So the Times magazine says that majority of the things that you must remember he spoke, that is Netanyahu, so remember they are not true. Many things were absolute lies and so forth. So that is what we should realize. He is a serial liar. So now when Hasina left from Bangladesh, because it's a key ally that left, you understand, Bangladesh and ran away and took flight with the helicopter to India, so the Hindus and the right-wingers and the supporters of, you must remember, Hasina and India, they started using the social media and said that there are attacks by the Muslims against the Hindus in Bangladesh at a large scale. Majority of that news was propaganda and lies by the Jutlas and the Hindus, both our arch enemy, as mentioned in the Noble Quran. America is coming for the right-wing ministers of Benjamin Netanyahu, and that is Ben-Gvir and Smotrich. That is what the newspaper says. Bangladesh interim leader Yunus is going to support the Rohingya refugees and Muslims there in Bangladesh, so that is a good sign. New York mayor, he doesn't know whether his fuses are blown or he's confused. Now he is supposed to praise India. So instead of praising India, the Indian supporters are there in New York and they are there with the India flag. But this harami doesn't know his right from his left. In Arabic you say, La ya'rif So this donkey, one should say, New York mayor, he confuses India for Pakistan. So every time he's supposed to say India, India, he's saying Pakistan, Pakistan. And the Hindu guys were in rage and fury. They're saying India, India. He repeats Pakistan, Pakistan. So these are the people. They got no idea about geography and so forth. You can make a mistake once. You can't make a mistake repeatedly. Ukraine pushing Russia to use nuclear. So every day Zelensky opens his mouth, we did this, we did this. When Putin snaps, he will just open his nuclear and his arsenal, then that will be the end of your whole Ukraine and many parts of Europe, remember that. And we won't miss Ukraine. One less Jutla gone. So, and then I told you that now this is a big story. If it is true, it's good news. But I have my doubts, you understand? Pakistan, poor government, are big chores and liars also. But anyway, this is what came through the wires, you see. So if you study Pakistan's army, which is a very, very strong army, and they're a nuclear state, remember that. So they have rockets and missiles, ballistic missiles, that can go 2,700 kilos. So from one destination, from one place to another, right? So they said, according to the newspaper report, which I have my doubts, that they have cut a deal with Iran and said, Iran, we as Pakistan will give you our Shaheen 3, which is the longest range missile which Pakistan has produced, and then you can use it as targets against Israel and so forth. If it's true, it's very good. But personally, I don't really think it's true. Pakistan will not really want to get involved and so forth. And if they do, then I will salute them for that. X Twitter pulls out of Brazil, because Brazil, does you remember Lulu? Lulu and his people say, we will arrest some of you, the people here making nonsense of Twitter and X. So Elon Musk thinks, because he's a multi-billionaire, he can do what he wants to. He realized in Brazil he got big problems, so he pulls out from there. Today, O'Hare Airport, you see, Harris landed there, Kamala Harris, and that's in Chicago. So when I landed there in Chicago, so I was in the plane, right? So next to me was an American guy, and now we're flying to O'Hare Airport. So the guy asked me, American, from where you come? So I said, from South Africa. So he didn't speak much. Then he said, the first time Chicago? I said, yes. So I asked him, tell me something of Chicago. He said, it's a windy city. Now, I'm a simple Simon guy. So I told him, in South Africa also, we have a windy city. It's called Port Elizabeth, you see. So he laughed and smiled. He said, I don't mean that windy. This is a windy city where a lot of dealing, wheeling goes on. Lot of deals are made above the table and lot of deals are made under the table. So a lot of crooked things happen there. So now the Democratic Party are there in their thousands. Kamala Harris will be nominated for the Democrats officially. She's already the nominee, but now officially they love to have parties and a big bang and so forth. And a big jaw, as we say in South Africa, a big party. But next to them will be tens and tens of thousands of pro-Palestinian marches demonstrating that you are the biggest sellouts. There must be sanctions on Israel, and there must be an arms embargo against Israel. You are using our money, the taxpayers' money of America, and billions of dollars for the apartheid regime of Israel. So you can see big problems there as well. So they can't hide anymore, because everything now is becoming very, very clear. Libya, the bank resumes. Imagine one of the directors was kidnapped and so forth from his house, and now things are back to normal. So Gaddafi was the right person. He owed the IMF $0. He owed the World Bank $0. He had the best water system in the whole of Africa. Every Libyan had a house. Every Libyan had income. There was not a person who was a pauper there. But the West can't stick it, because they hate Islam and Muslims and Arabs and so forth, and see the country today. Zambia facing huge challenges regarding their power and energy, electricity, 12, 15 hours load shedding, sometimes more, sometimes less. And then water, there's drought there, make special dua for Zambia. Allah Jalla Wala alleviate their problems. Let's come to our beloved country, South Africa. Viva South Africa! Courtesy ANC, who destroyed this country in 30 years. So what was done in 300 years plus, they destroyed in 30 years. So the health department, now listen to this, South Africa. The health department of South Africa owes the various municipalities 18.6 billion rand. So what the hell are you doing, people? The hospitals are in shambles and everything is falling apart. So why don't you release that money? Because most probably they ate it up as usual. Deportation of the 95 Libyans from that Kruger Airport and so forth and so on, you understand? So they gone back, deported. That's a very, very fishy story. They came in via Tunisia, and the visas they had were not good visas. It was something fraudulent. They were training as a military there and as an army there. So there's some big, big politicians involved, and there's a lot of bribery, corruption going on. Why the hell are they not charged in South Africa? Why are they not put in jail, in prison in South Africa? And these guys came. Why they came here? So remember, were some Jutlas involved? Were some Arabs involved? Was there somebody else involved? So maybe they were thinking of a coup or whatever else. So it is the foolishness of the South African regime and the South African authorities to deport them. They should have had a proper court case and imprisoned them. So many crimes they committed. So something very fishy about their story. They can't make us fools all the time, you know. Sometimes they make us fools, but they monkeypox and they they have enough monkeys and donkeys everywhere, you know, in the world and South Africa. So men hunt in the KwaZulu Natal, in the informal places, you see, six people. People just come and shoot people dead. So six people dead there in the, you understand, informal area and so forth. So yes, is what's happening here. So Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Our program for today, 8:30 to 9, we discuss Dubai and what will happen, you know, if they don't change. So in the future, so that we will discuss, inshallah, 8:30 to 9. Then 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Quran Sharif. Then 2 to 2:30, report back our trip to Johannesburg. And then 8 to 10, inshallah, tonight will be the live Q&A on Sirius FM, Radio Al Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, inshallah al-Aziz. And in the ending, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, another milestone with the grace and mercy of Allah. Today's nasiha, we will send out 15 safar. You know, with the nasiha, I'm always one day ahead. So remember, will be 3,200 on the nose, on the head, 3,200. Alhamdulillah. We thank Almighty Allah. Praise Allah alone. This is the barakah, blessing of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I must thank my young brother and Mona Ahmed Dokrat Hafizullah. Allah grant his father Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah grant him, his family, his beloved mother, Siha Afia. Wonderful initiative. We were in Cape Town in December 2015, and he said, please, we must do something. You can't carry on like this. I said, but I don't know. I don't understand social media. I'm not media savvy. He said, just record it and I will do the rest. So Allah shukr, his ikhlas, sincerity, Allah reward my young brother, Maulana Ahmed Dokrat Hafizahullah wa ra'ah. And today we reach 3,200. We will send everything to you. You can read and listen to them from 1 to 3,200, inshallah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Mawsalim, we have more than 20 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah al-Aziz.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mufti Saab, is it permissible to find out the gender of the unborn fetus prior to it being born?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Almighty Allah Jalla wala speaks about what He knows. Almighty Allah's knowledge, all encompassing, all embracing. Allah does not need any apparatus, nothing. He is Alim, He is Allam, He is Khabir. And Almighty Allah Jalla wala states, Wa ma tadri. So no one knows, Mada taksibu ghada, that what will happen tomorrow, and so forth and so on. And Almighty Allah alone knows, Wa ya'alamu ma fil arham, that what is in the womb of our mother, of our sister, only He, Almighty Allah, knows. Chapter number 31, verse number 34, the last verse in the 21st juice. So it means Allah Ta'ala knows past, present, future, everything. There's nothing hidden, obscure from Almighty Allah. Today you must remember, you go there to the gynecologist, doctor, and you want to know the gender of the fetus, the baby, and so forth. Permissible or not? Yes, permissible. What is better and desirable, meritorious? Just leave it as a surprise. Chapter number 42, and that is Surah to Shura, and verses 49 and 50, Almighty Allah states, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثَ وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ ذُكُورَ. Allah gives you a gift, and sometime it's a daughter, and sometime a baby boy. Allah mentions daughter first. So any couple you married, and the wife gave birth, and the first baby, first child is a daughter, Allah Jalla Wala loves you more, remember that. So it's a gift Allah is giving. So better leave it as a surprise. But if you want to go for a test and so forth, it is permissible. You know, Diana, you ladies were crazy, and some men also. And oh, Charles, that time he was Prince Charles, now he's King Charles, and he's got his chameleon, you see. You know chameleon, Camilla, she's not a shaitan also. While he was married with Diana, he was busy with her. These are the kings, you see that. So anyway, you must remember, when Diana fell pregnant the first time, and they don't go to quacks, right? They go to the best of the best. So they, that gynecologist or whoever he was, so he or she was, whatever it is. So they told them that your first child will be a daughter, And you see, baby boy came. So therefore, human being always makes mistakes, and Allah is Subhanallah. He transcends every weakness, every defect and shortcoming. There's never ever mistake. Everything with perfection. Look at the moon, and you will see the super moon in some countries, and we see the full moon. Super moon, full moon, everything same thing. Say, Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. All praises for you, all thanks for you alone, O our beloved Allah.
Mufti Sahib, a woman passes away. She leaves behind her father, her husband, and three sons and a daughter. How will the estate be divided?
Okay, I must not miss any air, so just listen carefully, please, Mo Salim Kareem. I told you before, whenever a Muslim person passes away, first will be burial, funeral expenses, and the funeral, all that must be expedited, not delay, 20, 24, 30 hours, not permissible, it's haram then. Unless there's post-mortem and things, then obviously it's beyond our control and so forth. So in normal circumstances, everything should be expedited. Second one is the debts of the deceased must be paid, personal debts, business debts, corporate debts to all the creditors immediately, not after 40 days and 100 days. Justice delayed is justice denied. Remember, not permissible then. Third is wasiya. Wasiya here means that you give to bequeath to non-heirs, Muslim or non-Muslim, but the maximum amount will be one third. So let's get the story straight here now. This lady passed away, wife. So she is, her heirs are her husband, right? So husband share will be 25%, okay? Then there's a father, her biological father. So the father will get one-sixth. One-sixth means just less than 17%. Then there are three sons and there's one daughter. So now if you take the shares, 25%, and then just less than 17%, so you will see that that will be, you must remember, just over 42-43% plus minus. So then the remainder, you must remember, so that will be divided into 7 shares. Why 7 shares? 3 sons, each one will get 2, 2, 2, and the daughter will get 1 share. So that is how you wind up the estate. Again, husband 25%, mother 1/6, and that is just under 17%. And then the remainder, the residue, will be divided, distributed. You make 7 shares, 6 shares to the 3 sons and 1 share to the daughter. So that is how it works, and all this enshrined and mentioned in the Noble Quran.
Mufti Sahib, is custom duty collection and tax collection halal in Islam?
Totally haram. Is a money-making gimmick. Dharaib, in Arabic we call it, and it is zulm and oppression. Imagine in South Africa, if you reach that bracket, you're multi-millionaire and so forth, you have to pay 45% tax and what have you. So remember, these governments throughout the world, every one of them, 1, 2 maybe you can exempt, but 99% of them are zalims, oppressors, turnpot dictators. They only sit in parliament and in the Knesset is a Jutla parliament where the haram is set. So remember, they only there to fill their own pockets, and they are there to fill their family's pockets. For what you think they have all this, you must remember, the Democrats and Republicans and that side Kamala Harris and the other side Donald Trump, all morons. Why? Because they want to be in the hot seat in the White House. So the tenders will come to them, the donors will give them money, and they will all become multi-millionaires and so forth and so on. So you see, Africa, everywhere in the world is like that. So therefore, in Islam, it's absolutely haram. But we have to pay. In South Africa, you have to pay tax and so forth. So therefore, our fatwa will be regarding your customs, regarding your rates, regarding your duty. All does fall in the category of khabith, impure. So al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. So if you have interest money, pay them with that interest money. For what, you have to give them your halal money. They're going to spend it in haram as it is. So give them interest money for all this duty and customs and taxes and so forth and so on.
Mufti Sahib, I'm in matric and next year I'd like to pursue an alim course. My parents say Darul Ulooms will teach me ancient practices. They also refuse to allow me to wear the kurta. What can I do?
This is what we see, that the parents today have become the enemies of their children. So they want you to go to university. Have they been to a university now in this year? Ask us who go and lecture at universities and so forth on a Friday when I go there. I don't lecture for 10, 15 minutes and then we just walk away. So I sit there for 1-2 hours and I call the students, whoever is available, speak your heart out and tell me what you guys' challenges and problem. I haven't met one who says he's very happy to be there. Everyone who's concerned says that this place, the environment is only for vices. The gays are there, the lesbians are there, some Muslim daughters, sisters have already undergone abortion. You will hardly find a person there who is a virgin, male or female. Majority have lost their virginity already. So therefore we are forced to say and compelled to say, today's universities are brothels. They're not places of education and so forth. And it's haram for a person to send his daughter and so forth to university today. And even for the male, I will tell you, it's better you study via correspondence and so forth. I know your argument. You will tell me you can't study everything via correspondence. In Islam, to protect your iman is compulsory. In Islam, to protect your haya, shame and modesty is compulsory. In Islam, to protect your virginity is compulsory. And all three will be compromised. In this case, my son, you don't have to listen to your parents. And remember, but you must show them respect and love. But you don't have to listen to them. There'll be no sin upon you when you disobey them. لا طاعة لمخلوقين في معصية الخالق is the golden maxim in Islam. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. There is no obedience to any creation, whether it's parents, whether it is teacher, whether it's governments, when they want you to do something which is sinful. Imagine your son wants to become an alim and they say ancient studies. The Quran Sharif is for all times, all places. The Sunnah Mubarakah is for all times, all places. Old is gold. I went through the system. Why are you listening to me? We use the ancient studies, as you say, and we use the application. Aren't we using all the mics and technology? Aren't we using Twitter and X? Aren't we using all the social media? And thousands of people are benefiting. So it is all in your mind. With due respect to your parents, their minds are warped. And too much Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, and Tiger Hood, and Shaitan Hood in their brains. So it is engraved there in their hearts and minds that West is the best and White is right. Wa ila Allah il mushtaka, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Ya Allah, we complain to you the plight of this ummah who are so indoctrinated by the West and the kufr and blasphemy, they can't even think straight and become the enemies of their own children. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Cry to Allah for your parents, my son. Allah make it easy.
Mufti Sahab, a lady is staying in her apartment in Azizia. The menfolk go for Asr when Adhan goes in Shafi time. Can the women read Asr in this time or should they wait for Hanafi time?
Remember this whole story of Asr, that Hanafi time, Shafi time is people, you must remember, who don't understand real fiqha. So after one shadow, so then Zuhr time finishes and Asr time starts. According to the Malikis, Shafi'is, Hanbalis, and Imam Abu Hanifa's two greatest students, Imam Abu Yusuf Rahimahullah, Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, whom we call Sahibain. So there's no such thing, remember, that this is Shafi time. It's Hanafi time as well. And you can use my fatwa anywhere in the world. Once you are at home, I'm at home, and I'm reading my salat, I'm giving example that 3:30 today, for example, totally permissible. So because after that I have to travel somewhere. Today I'm not traveling anywhere, I'm just giving an example. So if you do that even at home, or you do it while you're on a journey, or you are in Makkah, Medina, Aqsa, totally permissible for male and for female.
Mufti Sahab, does leaves, flowers, fruits on trees make the zikr of Allah?
Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla teaches us in the Quran Sharif, my brother, ancient sciences. So this is ancient what you're speaking. Is a such a statement, you know, if you're making a mockery of it, if you're making a mockery of it, you will lose your faith, remember. That be very careful what you say, that you might take it as something very, very small, but by Allah, it is something very, very serious. Subhanaka hadha buhtanun azim. Remember that. So Almighty Allah Jalla wala speaks about it. Wa im min shay'in illa yusabbihu bihamdihi. Everything which Allah Ta'ala created glorifies the names of Allah, but you human being, وَلَكِ اللَّا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ, you don't understand how they glorifying Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 17, verse number 44. And what are they saying? Whether it's the flowers, whether it's the flora, whether it's the fauna, whether it is the animals, the reptiles, the insects. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah mentioned the hadith right in the ending to remind us, every creation of Allah is remembering Allah. Are you remembering Allah, O human being? You're supposed to be the masterpiece of Allah's creation. How they praise Allah? They say, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. And that is enshrined in the Quran. Yusabbihu bihamdihi. And you read it in the surah, Fasabbih bihamdi rabbik. The older we get, we're supposed to increase this tasbih. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. And Imam Bukhari brought the beautiful hadith in the ending of Bukhari Sharif. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah al-Asqalani mentioned the hadith in the ending of his great work, Bulughul Maram. Subhanallah wa hamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Sometime in life we make statements and we consider it something very, very, you understand, insignificant. But by Almighty Allah, remember, it is something very, very big. So therefore we shouldn't undermine Islam or think like that. It's very, very serious. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala warns us and says, وَتَحْسَبُونَ وَهَيِّنَا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. Surah 24, Surah Nur. You consider it as something light and something insignificant, but by Allah, it's a major, major crime. Chapter 24, verse 15:15. Therefore, Mother Aisha, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, radiallahu anhuma, our Mother Aisha, Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, Kid Ladli, Sahib Zadi, Beti, his beloved daughter and the honorable wife of the Master, alayhi salam, used to say, Allimu nisa'akum surat al-Nur. Teach your females Surah Nur, chapter 24, comprising 64 verses.
Mufti Sahib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. Is hunting animals with a gun allowed? If the animal is dead before slaughtering it, is it permitted?
Today's lesson on tafsir, today between 1 and 1:30 after the Zohar Azan, we will be discussing these kind of issues. So that will be chapter number 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 3. So we will discuss it in detail. But anyway, to answer your question, and every one of you who's a alim, or a maulana, you're a sheikh, you're a mufti, whatever, so remember, and you're really interested in studying, so this is a masterpiece. Book. It's called Munyatus Sayyadin. Munyatus Sayyadin. That day I was elated, delighted. When I went to so many bookshops I couldn't find. Then I went there in Makkah or Medina, I can't remember exactly, many years ago. And he said that this is Akhiru Nuskatin, the last copy I have. I said, I must have it. So he sold it to me, mashallah, and I still have it. Munyatus Sayyadin. So remember, our fatwa is this, that if you take a hunting gun with that hunting bullets and so forth, and you go hunting, and when you pull the trigger, you said, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and then you shot the buck, you shot the zebra, for example, a halal animal, and then it fell down. And you know, you reached there and it was still life, it was alive. And then you slaughtered it, sacrificed it, whatever you want to say, slaughtered it. So we will say that animal is halal and there's no problem with that. What happens, you use a hunting gun and then you, when pulling the trigger, you said Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and you shot the animal, you hit the target, by the time you reach there, it died. It's halal. That is our fatwa. And remember that if you read Fatawa Da'alum Zakariya, and if you read, you understand, Mufti Taqi and Mufti Rafi and them, so all say permissible basically. But remember that what you read in your Kutubul Fiqhiya, they speak about Bunduk and that's not permissible. Now this is 100 years ago, 1000 years ago, these books were written. So the Bunduk they speak about then and now is Al-Farqu Baina Thara wa Suraya, is Zameen Asman Ka Farq, is a difference between heaven and earth, remember that. So therefore today's hunting guns, remember, and bullets, totally permissible. You apply analogy. Mufti Shafi Sahib wrote this in one fatwa of his in Imdadul Muftin. You take, can a person hunt with bow and arrow? So the arrow pierces the animal. So kul ma khazak. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that thing which pierces the animal, so remember, you can eat from there. Oh, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. So this, if you saw a hunting gun and you saw the hunting bullet, 100% it pierces. So that is the fatwa, totally permissible. But provided when pulling the trigger, then you remember it, Bismillah Allah Akbar. I got some time, O Salim. People, they love stories. Then after that, we'll go for last question. One day, I was in Rustenburg, many, many years ago, delivering a lecture. So after that, I had Q&A. So one youngster called. He said, if I touch a lion, my wuzu break. I said, you play with lions? I said, he said, yeah, I play with lions. I said, no, I must see it. So his grandfather came. He said, come, we're ready, we take you night time. So there from Rustenburg, we went in that direction, you understand, of Mafeking or where night time. So, and the police also chased me, you understood? So the police asked me, you can't see. I said, hey, Baba, you don't speak to me, you speak to this man. He told me I must follow him. So if I miss him, I'll be lost. So I don't know, they knew one another and everything was sorted out. So the next day, they showed me how they play with the lions and the cubs and all that. They told me, put my hand inside. I said, hey, Baba, me, I only got there. I can't put my hand inside. Okay. Then they gave me a gun with a telescope and all. And he showed me, you know, that how Kaji family, they told me, shoot for that. So Alhamdulillah, I make Bismillah, 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 Allahu Akbar. And one shot, he told me, super target, you hit it. I couldn't believe, you know, 100% fluke. You know. He ran, and mashallah, he slaughtered it. The Buddha came out then. They said, who's shooting now? He said, no, I got one Peter the Kant here, one Fundis. He's doing some shooting business, you see. So what a fluke. And then, so animal like that, even if it dies, is halal, you understand? If you want to know what it was a blessed buck. So we made proper halal of it, you see. So we also take chances. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Saab, if the nikah is performed in the Sehen area instead of the masjid area, will the barakat of the masjid be obtained?
One day, one family from Durban insisted that I must perform the nikah there in Masjid Nur Ashaval. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel, rahimahullah, was alive. So the first Jummah after he passed away, I performed the Jummah there. But this is when he was alive. So I thought we must perform the nikah right in the masjid. Then he would make ishara and go at the back like. So then I asked him that why you all don't do it. He said, log bohot shor karte. So you will get the full sawab barakat. It's all considered as masjid literally. Although technically there is difference. So remember, I know that used to happen there in Masjid An-Nur, even during Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel's time. So anyway, we like it if it's right in the masjid proper, and dalil, evidence for it is hadith in Tirmidhi, that a'alinun nikah, announce the nikah, waj'aluhu fil masajid, and perform it in the masjid. Barakallahu feek. Don't start shooting you. Just now you shoot somebody else. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.